You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 27th, 2019. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Can you believe one third of 2019 is almost a past? I mean, this year is flying by. Time really does fly. I wanted to mention here, you know, support RBN. RBN's got a great store now, storageable food, radios, just quite a variety. And, you know, if you like this broadcast, if you like broadcast on RBN, if you like this type of information, if you like the ability to call in, you know, I mentioned it the other night when I was on with John that, you know, the callers should really be given credibility for the fact that, you know, some of the information that is brought out from the callers is just so important. You know, we're all learning together. I don't ever try to say I know it all. I don't try to say I'm always right or any of that kind of stuff. I just look at the news and give you my opinion and my assessment, and then we go to calls and we can agree or disagree or what have you. But it's important that we have the ability to speak. We have the freedom of speech, and we can talk about these ideas, these problems, the future, the past, and together, hopefully, some way, shape, or form, affect change. Because clowns on parade that's running for the nomination on the Democrat side, and then what we've seen from Donald Trump, I just and what we've seen from the wimpy super cuck Republican Party, I mean, it just a political resolution seems far in the distance now. It seems in the realm of the impossible. So anyway, I'm not going to read this entire article for the sake of time, but it's worth a read. The title of it is All the President's Blood-Sucking Relatives, and it's Ann Coulter. You can go to AnnCoulter.com. This one was dated April 17th. And here we go. Even after Trump won the presidency, Jared Kushner was embarrassed by his father-in-law, according to Vicki Ward's terrific new book, Kushner, Inc., Greed, Ambition, Corruption, The Extraordinary Story of Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. In a speech to hundreds of New York bankers and businessmen on December 16, 2016, Jared admitted that Trump was easy to hate from afar, but not to worry, he said. Trump wouldn't be keeping his campaign promises, especially on immigration. Now, did you know that? Jared Kushner, according to Ann Coulter, actually said on December 16, 2016, to a big group of bankers not to worry, he wasn't going to be keeping his word with regard to immigration. And, you know, Donald Trump in the State of the Union, what did he say? We want people to come here, lots of people to come here legally. But, you know, I gave you my argument 2 weeks ago of how come people still making $10, $12 an hour. We don't need people to come here legally or illegally. And in the story that I read in the first hour, you can see that everybody that comes here is coming here legally because they are claiming asylum. And so, you know, and then they're never deported. So when I'm saying 1,400 people's coming today, that's, you know, it's probably more. I'm certain it's not less. That's a 500,000 people a year. So, you know, you can do the math, and it looks like maybe the Supreme Court is going to allow Donald Trump to put the question on the census to find out if you're legal. They're fighting to keep you from being able to put on the census if you're a legal citizen or not. How ridiculous is that, of course, here's what they don't want that on the census, because it's not afraid of the underreporting. All of that's a smokescreen and a sham. What they're afraid of is that the American people will find out that 11 million that they've been talking about for 20 years, and we all know, every RBN listener, everybody that listens to this broadcast knows that is a bold-faced lie. They've been saying 11 million. Look, half a million is coming in a year, and I've been doing it the whole time I've been doing a broadcast, 11 years, they've been saying 11 million. So, you know, just by their own numbers, there would be another 6 million, but I go back to, you know, what I said before, anytime they throw out a number, just triple it, you might get closer to it. And I think it was Yale University done a study, I reported on it here, it was about 6 months ago, and they said 33 million. So we know, you know, but here we've got it in writing. Ann Coulter, according to her investigation, Jared Kushner admitted that it was all a sham on December 16th, 2016. One banker who heard his speech was appalled, shocked by Jared's arrogance and thinking he could control the president. Well, the joke's on him. Turns out Jared was right. He does control Trump. I'm back to reading from Ann Coulter. And what a blessing that's been. It was Jared's idea to fire FBI Director James Comey. If Trump hadn't followed that advice, there would have been no independent counsel. It was also Jared and Ivanka's idea to hire Paul Manafort and Michael Flynn. Ivanka was adamant, saying Flynn gets anything he wants. If Trump hadn't hired Manafort and Flynn, the independent counsel investigation would have been over in about a week. Even Trump's opponents warned him about the man Jared said would have anything he wants, Ward reports. President Barack Obama gave Trump two pieces of advice. One was the biggest problem he would face was North Korea, and the other was not to hire Flynn. Trump's supposedly loyal kids give him the worst advice than the ex-president whom Trump tormented during his presidency. So anyway, I'm not going to read the entire story. It's short. But I thought that it was interesting, because, you know, I for one don't expect anything to be accomplished, unfortunately, with regards to immigration, because that's the recipe, that's the direction, that's the plan. And you can see, you can rotate the master puppet and the plan still goes forward, because they've got their sellout traitorous judges. They've got the bought and paid for Congress. And so this is the results, you know, and it's unfortunate, you know. I mean, here we got a president that can fill a coliseum. The people come out. There's a large contingent of people that really adamantly want change and sees the direction the country's going in. That's a given. But, you know, what difference does it make? Students rebel against transgender ideology in Iowa and Alaska. This is something you will never get any reporting on. American students in Alaska and Iowa are protesting the official insistence that people can change their sex by declaring they feel like members of the opposite sex. Now, you always get the reporting of, you know, anything positive or protest that transgenders are doing, and then you absolutely get no reporting whatsoever of any pushback against it, unless, you know, it's framed in the context of, you know, these are some ignorant bigots of whatever sort. The pro-biology rebellion reflects the deep public support for the reality that men are men and women are women, boys are boys and girls are girls, and equal yet different and complementary. And it follows protests at two schools in Omaha, Nebraska, in Vermont, and in Missouri. WOWT.com reported that one girl led a walkout when a transgender boy was allowed by the adults to use the girl's bathroom. The walkout was triggered by a female student who believes her privacy is being invaded by a student who recently began to identify as a girl. And I'm not going to go through these reports in a whole lot of detail for the sake of time. I just wanted to say, and let me give you my source. This was Breitbart. Breitbart carried this story, and there was a couple of stories. Vogue, actually, if you can believe it, carried a story. But there has been, in recent weeks, quite a few walkouts in public schools by people opposing, kids opposing this transgender insanity that they're trying to make the new norm, and absolutely none of it gets reported. Also, university hosts no whites allowed faculty and staff listening sessions to promote inclusivity. How about this is Wake Forest University, which is in Forsyth County, North Carolina, which is a college I believe was based on and supported by the United Methodist Church, if I'm not this is supposed to promote inclusivity by preventing white people from going to it. How about that? Wake Forest University is hosting a series of listening sessions for faculty and staff of color that aim to advance the inclusion effort on campus. The listening sessions come amid ongoing racial tensions on campus, including a protest Monday at which some students decried the white supremacy that allegedly runs rampant at the private North Carolina institution. I mean, you know, this is a real window of insight how the media can create this hysteria. I mean, you've even got gaffmaster buffoon Joe Biden, self-proclaimed Zionist, giving his whole "I'm running for the presidency because of the white supremacy." I mean, you couldn't make us up. I really didn't see this insanity coming. I didn't see the insanity, though, that they were going to justify creating this refugee mass invasion of Europe over trying to keep this endless war going in Syria. I didn't see that one coming, too. So I'm not going to say that I always can predict the future. But, I mean, we are here, and we are in this insanity. And also, confidential perversion files held by the Boy Scouts of America contain the names of 7,819 suspected pedophiles. A lawyer for abused former scouts has discovered, and the names of 12,254 of their victims. Now, Lester Holt don't lead off the NBC News with stories like that now, does he? I had to go to RT.com to find that story. The alarming thing about this is not just the number, but the facts is that the Boy Scouts of America has never actually released these names in any form that can be known to the public. Jeff Anderson, a lawyer for ex-scouts who have been abused, said at a press conference in New York. So they had a press conference in New York to discuss the fact that they found out that the Boy Scouts of America knew all about this and done nothing about it, and then tried to keep it secret. And then the mainstream media in America, every bit of them, all of them, try to keep it a secret from you. Well, I tell you what, I've got a whole stack here. I mean, I could go into the churches being burned down all across France because of the Muslim invasion. I could go into what Mike Pompeo, which I usually call him Poopo, said in a moment of honesty. Joe Biden, gaffmaster buffoon Joe Biden, and his 2020 campaign about let me just read just a little bit. This is what Joe Biden said, okay? And I tell you what, we'll go ahead and go to the phones, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, comment on any of this, share any other information, go ahead and be calling in, 1-800-313-9443. This is what Joe Biden said. It was there on August of 2017. We saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open, their crazed faces illuminated by torches, veins bulging, and bearing the fangs of racism, Biden said. But, you know, Biden, nothing about Antifa, nothing about Black Lives Matter, nothing about the feces being thrown, nothing about the busing in, nothing about this coordinated effort to disrupt a protest that had gotten the permits. No, totally, I don't think this is going to play so well. I don't think this is going to play so well. So he goes on to say, at that moment, I knew that the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime, Biden said. And that's why I am running for president. How about that? I mean, he goes all the way back to Charlottesville and gives his complete one-sided, biased, lying narrative about what happened there. And, you know, a lot of people don't know what happened there because the mainstream media, the corrupt, lapdog, prostitute mainstream media has beat everybody over the head with these continual lies, but that's what Gaffmaster Buffoon. It's going to be fun to watch him make all these gaffes. I think he already started on day one, but anyway, you couldn't make this stuff up. Remember, I'll be out next week, and I'm going to leave you in the very qualified hands of Jeremy from Kentucky. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. And we're going to Jeremy from Kentucky. Then we got John in Tennessee, Frank in North Carolina, Jerry in Texas, Chance from West Virginia. Jeremy, how you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm doing okay physically, but the news is pretty black going, isn't it?
It is. It is.
And but I did want to
You know my little motto, the truth doesn't have a steering wheel, so it just takes you wherever it goes. I hope that makes people feel better sometimes.
Yeah, well, I did want to throw some white pills in this, maybe a different perspective. This Joe Biden thing, you know, Biden, our talking points have infiltrated the mainstream to the point that the Democrats feel it necessary to run Biden against us. In reality, they're not running Biden against Trump. They're running him against us pro-white, patriotic Americans, and even regular Americans who just don't want the country changed, that would never claim to have a racist bone in their body. So they're taking a big calculated risk here. I don't even know if it's very calculated, by pushing everybody. They're going to make the country, you know, choose sides. Do you want clown world, open borders, faggotry America, or do you want white supremacist, you know, Trump voting America? Because we know that Trump doesn't represent us, but in the eyes of the establishment and the political parties, you know, Trump is an avatar for white nationalism, and that's why they're doing this. So from the Democrats' perspective, they're saying, well, we're going to run against white supremacy. And from the Republican perspective, they think they're running capitalism versus socialism, and Dems are the real anti-Semites. This is going to be very interesting for it to play out, but I think fair in the white pill here is that it's going to force the electorate over into our camp even more. And you're talking about 60 million plus people that voted for Trump. If we can get a good chunk of those, that would be a good thing. And the Limbaugh audience, he claims 24 million. I'll bet it's more than that. I'll bet if just half the people that voted for Trump listened to him, there's 30 million right there. Limbaugh was forced to deal with Charlottesville all day Thursday. And I'm sure the call screener, Bo Uncle Tom Snerdley was really, having a bad time getting, you know, screened through the callers, because Rush had to deal with Charlottesville. He had to deal with the fact that, you know, Biden is running against, the neo-Nazis of Charlottesville. And, of course, Rush's take on it was like it always is. America was founded on Christian, you know, male white privilege, and the left is trying to take that down. And then there's a glimmer of truth to that. But then, you know, Rush also says, well, there were normal people at Charlottesville protesting the statue, but then there was the neo-Nazis and white supremacists. So even he's throwing us under the bus, but he's having to deal with it, and that's the point. The white pill is that our talking points are out there, and by making Biden, by making the race like clown world America versus white supremacy America, they're going to force people into our camp.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. And I heard some of that Thursday on Rush, and he did. I was amazed that he kept going on and on discussing Charlottesville. And it's good for any audience, for any people, you know, that maybe don't listen to RBN, don't listen to the type of things we do, to get that other side of Charlottesville. And I was, you know, when that first came out and I saw the video of Biden, I was glad he did that. I was glad he chose to frame his whole campaign for the presidency around the fact that he was just so appalled by Charlottesville, and then give his obvious one side accounting of it. And I think you're right. I mean, and that is exactly where we find ourselves now. America is so divided now, and the media keeps fanning the flames. But you know, the big question is going to be, and, you know, I know Donald Trump's done some things that I certainly do agree with. He's done some things that he's trying to make it right now where illegal aliens can't get HUD, can't get housing. I'm actually involved with trying to help someone that was born in America native citizen, born legally blind from birth, get help through HUD, and he's on a 2 to 5 year waiting list, while 38,000 illegal aliens are getting housing at the taxpayers' expense. Hold on for me, Jeremy. The break's going to get you. We'll come back. Then we got John in Tennessee, Frank in North Carolina, Jerry in Texas, Chance in West Virginia. We'll get to y'all back in a moment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fearing in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to Jeremy, then we got John, Frank, Jerry, and Chance coming up. Jeremy, go ahead with your thoughts. The break got you. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'll just wrap up with that, you know, they're making this election, it's global homo versus normal America. That's exactly what it is, regardless of who wins, because it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter. This is going to be for a fight for the people. And if they push this hard enough, the people are going to come to our side. Enough of them. Because who else have they got? Bernie Sanders. Oh, God, Bernie Sanders. Nobody wants him. Like, the establishment, this is going to be a repeat. Biden's the chosen one. He's already got over $6 million on the first day. And the Democrats are in a bad position because they've got to win back the white working class voters. And they're not going to do it with the females, Ortiz or Harris. They're not going to win anybody with Buttplug, Mayor Buttplug out of Indiana. He's not going to get the black or the Muslim vote. So Biden is their only safe choice. And that guy will be lucky if he doesn't die before the election. So anyway, it's going to be a good time to sit back and watch it. Next week, I'm fighting really hard. I've talked to Mike Enoch. I've got him to agree to do an interview next Saturday. And I haven't heard back from on the email, but I've got a really good rapport with the guys at the rightstuff.biz. That's Mike's website. And I've been calling into a couple of their shows. And I think I'm going to get that interview. So I'll work hard on that. And thanks, Farron, for the airtime. And thanks for letting me fill in for your show. It truly is an honor.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And Jeremy always does a great job. And so everybody tune in, support him, call in next week. John in Tennessee, how are you doing?
Long time. Been a long time, Farron. Doing well. Sir. I'm going to give some information. Anybody that has a pencil and paper, this will bring... If you look into it, it will bring extreme understanding to the Notre Dame cathedral fires and the churches burning throughout France and literally around the world, Christian churches burning. Before I talk about Notre Dame, I've got to write this down, a book from 1714 by Bernard Mandeville called The Fable of the Bees. That's all about the hive mind. Worker bees and the queen and the bees, all these bees they live their life to feed, protect the queen. Now, with regards to the Notre Dame Cathedral fires, there's an organization that was formed and it's called the Illuminati. And one of their symbols is a beehive, where literally to them, and you and I said it all our lives, hey, I'm just a worker bee. Now, these figures of speech come about from reality. We are worker bees. What's interesting, there was an apiary on the roof of the Notre Dame Cathedral that survived the fires. It was like five beehives up there, and the bees survived. And it's been all over Fox News and CNN and ABC, the miracle of the bees of Notre Dame. Then there's a picture of the French firefighters that had rescued the statue of, quote, Mother Mary, the symbol, you know, the queen, the queen of Christianity, the queen mother. And when you look at this picture, the firefighter on his sleeve has an embroidered bee. So that it's, for anyone that has eyes to see, Farron, the Muslims did not burn Notre Dame. The Illuminati burned Notre Dame. Masonry throughout history has had a desire to destroy Christianity. They're doing it. They're doing their best to, and they're blaming, they're creating this Third World War that Albert Pike talked about in his letter to Mazzini, Christians against Muslims, nihilists against atheists. They're working the Third World War plan, Farron. It's not the Muslims. It's the Freemasons, the upper echelon of the Freemasons, the lower level that aren't worshiping Lucifer. They're nice guys that are deceived and ignorant for the most part. But these Luciferians involved in the Illuminati and the 33rd degree and above of Freemasonry are creating the laying the groundwork for the Third World War, and they're showing it. People aren't watching. I've seen an interview with the architect of Notre Dame. They have an architect of Notre Dame like we have the architect of Washington, and he was involved in like a re-engineering, upgrading of the electrical system and fire prevention of Notre Dame and whatnot. This oak in that building was like 600 years old. He said it was extremely hard to burn, that they actually had daily 24-hour fire monitors that were involved in detecting so that the fire would never get out of hand. And he said in an interview after the fire, it would take a huge amount of kindling to start a fire like that. This is the architect that's over the protection of Notre Dame. That it would take a huge amount of kindling. So a cigarette fire? Baloney. 800-year-old oak. You ever try to start an oak log in a fireplace with a cigarette? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, I
anyway,
saw that.
If you'll allow it, I'll hold. I've got more.
All right, hold on. We'll be back in a moment to listen to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know I'm a dreamer. All right, we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio taking your phone calls. We've got the phone lines are filled. And, yeah, I certainly do agree with you on most all of that, John. I don't believe the Muslims are behind this. I believe the Muslims are being used just like the blacks have been used in America to create chaos and division by the powers that be that want the chaos and the division. And absolutely, I watched that video where they were discussing how hard it is for that type wood to burn. And in light of the fact of all the other church fires and desecrations going on, this is just all part of the recipe for the demographic destruction and create the chaos that it's obviously doing. Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma, I've got a copy of that. The Third World War is absolutely shaping up, like much like he said, and World War One and Two did as well. Let me turn it to you, John. Make it quick for me. I want to give everybody some time. We're going to be able to skip the last break. Go ahead.
Okay, I will. Farron, basically, when I'm saying what I'm saying is that Notre Dame, the Muslims are being, they're going to be blamed. Much like the Muslim, 29 Arabs were blamed for bringing down three towers in New York. I mean, they're blamed for two, but three fell, and no one knows it unless you're from New York. So they're being blamed, and it's for one reason. They were going through remodeling. Well, what was going on in the Twin Towers? Well, they were doing some, quote, restoration. Well, if they knew they had to have a new roof, well, we may as well bring it down, do the same thing that they did with 9/11, get donations. They got almost $1 billion in donations to rebuild the roof of Notre Dame in less than a week. Are you kidding me? Plus the insurance. Plus they just happened to remove all the statues and artwork prior to the fire. Are you kidding me? And the world is saying, oh, this is terrible. Well, watch the tower that goes up to replace the one that fell, and it'll be something that'll probably have some kind of a Gwen tower in it, or some kind of a 5G tower, something to control the whole city of Paris, will be on top of Notre Dame Cathedral. Tesla Tower, maybe? Who knows? I mean, it's outrageous, and for me to think this, that so many people, I'm a crackpot. You're a crackpot. Well, we've been called worse. I've been talking to you for years. We've been called worse, and if nothing's changing, it's all remaining the same. The only thing is, a few more people are waking up. Anyway, I appreciate what you're doing, man. I really do. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, John. Yeah, we'll be interested when they build it back, what kind of numerology, what kind of symbolism is constructed into it. And, yeah, they did raise all that money. It's interesting. Okay, Frank in North Carolina, then we got Jerry Chance and Michael from New York coming up. Frank, how are you doing? What's on your mind, sir?
Well, it's a really beautiful day here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I got up early this morning to go out and enjoy it for a couple hours before you came on, and it is just a magnificent day, I tell you. Well, I got a lot to say, but I'll keep it brief. I came across this guy, Benny Eastwood, and I've listened to him before. He's a host on another network. Listened to him from time to time. Pretty interesting, knowledgeable guy, very well-spoken, highly intelligent. Don't always agree with him. But anyway, he made the call. He's from New Zealand, okay, and that's where he lives. And he was on with Jim Fetzer, and they were talking about the New Zealand event, you know, with the shooting and everything. And, you know, something popped up that I didn't know. The prime minister of New Zealand is a Jew. And that's a fact, according to him. He didn't make a big deal out of it because he's not really, you know, a Jew hater like I am. But also, he reminded me, too, that there were a bunch of Jews that were rounded up surrounding that event and were allowed to escape to Israel. They were Israeli, dual Israeli citizens and whatnot, right? A lot of people probably forget about that. On another subject, this guy who is really being given careful attention, and they make sure the lighting is just right and everything, this Mayor Pete, I just call him Butt Clown, because I think a lot of his supporters won't even be able to pronounce his name or even care enough to learn how. But, you know, I know Biden's leading the way. Mr. Weird Eyes, that guy's got some really weird stuff going on behind his eyes, I'm telling you. He's leading the way, followed by Bernie Sanders, I believe, and then this guy, Mayor Pete Butt Clown. Now, this Mayor Pete Butt Clown is a self-described devout Christian and a homosexual, open homosexual. He's married. His husband is a Jew. Imagine that. And I believe he is a dual Israeli citizen Jew. So if he should get in, and he looks like he's the favored person right now as far as the treatment he's getting from the media, I mean, they're looking at this guy like the new gay JFK, so he could potentially be our next president. But that basically makes the first lady, or the first husband in this case, a Jew and an Israeli citizen. Wouldn't that be interesting? Of course, it really doesn't matter. I love that term, the orange Jew. That's how I will forever remember Donald Trump. You and I got off the Trump train a long time ago. We were hopeful. We put our last hopes in him and whatnot, knowing that he'd probably, you know, stab us in the back, which he did. People like Kevin Alfred Strom and people like Rick Adams, who hosts the show on Sundays on RBN, they were right from the very beginning, and I knew they were. And I'll be honest with you, I got frustrated with Rick Adams because I'm like, oh, come on, man, give the guy a chance. Come on, you're demoralizing everybody. But you know what? Rick Adams knew because, you know, we've been around, and he's been around longer than us, and he's seen all this before. Like Jeremy in Kentucky said, it doesn't matter. We're never going to have our president. We are never going to have any representation in the White House. And that's just the way it is. I'm glad you read the article by Ann Coulter. They had this guy. Trump was their guy. He's their Zionist shill from the beginning, from the outset. I don't know exactly what all went on, but he was their guy. They had him. They were going to have him no matter what, one way or the other. They were going to have him. And that, unless you got any questions for me, I'll make way.
Well, you know, I think that's the deal. And then they created this, you know, this whole Russiagate collusion BS so that it would look like his presidency is hamstrung. He wants to do all these things, but, you know, he just can't get it done because of this and that and this and that. So
That's my analysis as well. That's an excellent point. I think that was created to give him the excuse to not be able to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you listen, everyone out there, if you can listen to the entire April 13th, Kevin Alfred Strom, I mean, he really lays out the case for how this was done intentionally to bring about the impotent president that wants to do good, but, you know, just can't seem to get her done, you know, because of all this other stuff. But yeah, hey, thank you so much. Great points as always. I appreciate it, Frank. Jerry in Texas, then we got Chance in West Virginia, Michael in New York coming up. Jerry, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
All right, good morning, Farron. Thanks for taking my call. One quick question. Who do we replace our president with that's out there that we can elect? That's my question. That's been my question for years.
Well, I'm afraid, Jerry, the way the demographics is changing, the way, you know, Texas is struggling to be a red state, I don't think we will ever elect anyone. I think the future of the presidency is Buck Clown, people like Kamala Harris. I think the future of the president, the Republican Party is, you know, they can't run the white flag up fast enough on any issue. It doesn't matter. They just run the white flag up.
I agree. My question is, who's out there that if we was get a chance to choose somebody, would we choose? Who would run?
There's no one that I know of on the horizon. Yep. that has the possibility of being elected. The future of the Republican Party is going to be, you know, just super cucks, wimps, probably fags. That's the future. Politically, there's no solution politically, in my opinion.
Well, I forget about the Republican Party. I just want somebody up there that we can get to take our country back, as the theme song is. It goes all the way down to the county level. We get a good commissioner elected. Well, what's the first thing he does? He has to go to, I forget now, how many weeks of school, so that the powers that shouldn't be can tell him how to run our county for us. And why? Because they have, in the past, sold us out with all these state and federal funds and all these special interests that go in for public housing, for infrastructure, all this stuff. Well, if you don't do it, you're going to have to pay us back, and we're not going to give you no more money. I've got a neighbor that was elected county commissioner. I think he regrets it because of, he can't do what he feels right to do, because they got him, don't mean to be offensive, got him by the short hairs. he can't, you know, there's only so much that he can do because they have been been bought. I mean, it's just that simple. But anyway, I'm sorry, I don't want to rant there, Farron. But it's, I don't know. We can't even take it back on a local level.
Oh, no, the corruption is so widespread. I mean, look at these big cities. Now they're always indicting the mayor or the chief of police. I mean, we just saw the district attorney in Chicago, you know, whitewashed 16 felonies for Jesse Smollett. I mean, they're rubbing our face in it. They're rubbing our face in it. The corruption is so wide. And then it's supposed to be, we're supposed to believe that it's so corrupt that it's corrupt to the point that nothing can be done about it because it's so corrupt. That's actually what they're telling us. It's so corrupt that nothing can be done about it.
Well, I'm not going to go there except be done about it, but it's not going to be pretty. But, I just want to know, anybody that can throw up who is out there that is not bought in some way or the other, and I don't know that Trump's bought. I still think it's such a deep state that the swamp is so deep and so wide that it's undrainable. That's just my opinion. One quick thing, and I'll get out of here. Saudi Arabia. Tip, folks, if you come across a good article, not very long, print it out if it's on the internet. Don't save it to your hard drive, bookmark it, anything like that, because it'll crash or something, and you won't have it, and then you try to go back and find it, or I haven't been able to find it. It's not there anymore. There was an article here, oh, it's been a few years ago now, about Saudi Arabia and Nixon. When we had the oil embargo and when we had the high, took it off the gold and silver standard and interest rates went through the roof. And I remember that I was in construction, but there was a young man that Nixon sent to Saudi Arabia to negotiate. And according to this article, it was very detailed and references and the whole ball of wax. It wasn't that long, probably 3 pages if you printed it out. But this article contended that Saudi Arabia, that country, Saudi Arabia, is the biggest holder of U.S. Treasury bonds. There's not anybody that's even close second. And the way they did that is they sold these treasury bonds, and still do, according to this article, through these little nation states like Lithuania and all those in the kind of in the middle European area that I can't even think of, Estonia. Those are little countries that Saudi Arabia has bought all these treasury bonds through these countries and holds just unbelievable amount of bonds. And that's the reason Saudi Arabia gets away from anything. I don't know. Somebody's got has ability to do some good searching. My internet is slow, and it's going to go back 4 or 5 years if it's even there anymore. But it was really good. Something to think about.
Well, hey, thank you so much. And I print everything off all week. I email myself stories as I see them, and I print them off. And one day I'd like to do a show. I've got a stack 3 foot tall, and I was going through them a couple of weeks ago, and it was just amazing the news that I had forgot. That was just jaw-dropping news. Maybe one day I can do that. Chance in West Virginia, patiently holding. And then, Michael, I will get to you. Stay right there. Chance, how you doing? What's on your mind today?
Hello, Farron. How are you? Excellent callers. You know, in this crazy country, I wouldn't be surprised if Mayor Buttentry becomes president. I'll be honest with you. That's how crazy things are. Your one caller mentioned the bee symbolism. Did you know that bee symbolism is very big in Mormonism, too? So that should tell you something.
I did not know that.
Oh, Oh, yeah. Yeah, very big in Mormonism symbolism. Oh, yeah. By the way, you mentioned National Vanguard. Now, they were only located from me about 45 miles away from me. I don't know if they're still there. I went out there about 8 or 9 years ago, and the bookstore was closed down. I don't know if they're still located. It's like I said, they're only about 45 miles from me. And you want to hear something? You know who else is located near there, just for what it's worth? You remember that Dr. Patch Adams in the movies? Robin Williams played Patch Adams? Well, that doctor has a children's medical center right in that area also. Just, I figured, a little tidbit of information. You know, you were speaking about, you know, these guys wearing the MAGA hats. What I, you know, this is how crazy things are. You wear a MAGA hat, you take a chance of getting assaulted by the communists. You know, from the way things look, maybe they should switch these MAGA hats for MAGA hats. Make Israel great again. What do you think would happen then? Do you think they would be assaulted?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, neither. Well, God bless you, Farron. You do a great job now.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, Chance. Did you call in Wednesday night?
Yes, I did.
I thought that was you. I you wanted me to do my intro. I appreciate that. All these years, you're the only person that asked me to do that.
Yeah. And you know, oh, that was somebody else. I talked on a different topic, I believe. That was somebody else that made that recommendation. But when he requested that of you, I enjoyed it also. You know, that's a great idea John Stadtmiller has about having you other hosts as guests. The sense of camaraderie, it's uplifting, it's a good feeling of cohesion, so to speak. That's a great idea that Mr. Stadtmiller has come up with. Once again, Farron, God bless you and keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Michael in New York. Michael, how you doing today, sir? Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Farron. Well, I'm doing great. The Lord in heaven still reigns supreme to the total dismay of all the antichrists and atheists, so I'm doing great. Thank you. First, honeybees. They're divine. That's why they're so immortalized by various, even the Illuminati. Whatever the reason they're using it, the all-seeing eye that is used on our dollar bill representing the Illuminati, there's only one true all-seeing eye, God Almighty and his son, Jesus the Christ. They're the only ones that see and know everything. The counterfeiters, the Illuminati, try to fill in that role over us mere mortals that can be duped like that anyway. And so, butt lover in Indiana, he's not a Christian, he's a Jew. He's also Jew. Not only is, quote-unquote, wife, boyfriend there, he's a Jew too. They're selling to the dumbed-down Christians that they're Christian now too. These homos are Christian. How can a Christian be homo? It's impossible. Not if you're a Christian. It's a real Christian. That's what they're doing. When you go around and you see those signs, everybody's probably seen them in your areas. Hate has no home here. Okay, they're coming off like they're Christian. They're not Christian. They're all Antichrist Zionists for the most part. And they're also selling butt likes a lot because as the new Obama. That's what they're pushing him as, the new Obama boy. And as far as Notre Dame, the fact that the honeybees survived and also the cross was still shining, light coming through the window after the total catastrophe with the fire that was clearly planned with incendiaries, there's nobody around to put out the fire at all. I mean, how do you explain that unless it's all planned? And yet the cross is illuminated totally with the light sunlight coming through it. Okay, so that fact with the honeybees and Mary, which is the only thing the Catholic Church has right, okay, about what they teach, that's all very symbolic for all of us here in the West that are supposedly Christian to give us more faith and hope that this warfare that's ongoing, we're going to prevail for everybody that's really true. All the faults, everything that's corrupt, like you said, Farron, because that is the bottom line to it all. like we've covered for years already, sir. Corruption is a disease. When the body's got corruption, it manifests as a disease. Cancer, for example. If that isn't cured by the doctor, then that body's going to die, and that's where we're at. Corruption is so pervasive and extensive here and around the world that it's the body of the world is going to die. Mankind's world is going to die. The earth itself will rejuvenate as she always does. And she's already showing the signs of that rejuvenation already for everybody that may be in tuned into that. And so, and also like with the bird kingdom, the dove, that's a divine bird. Jesus made that clear. It's right in scripture. And so all these symbols that are utilized by the counterfeiters in various ways doesn't mean that the object itself, that particular life form, that creature, is bad or evil or anything like that. Worker bees in honey hives, anybody who worked with honeybees knows they're amazing things. I mean, they're incredible. They really are. Everybody knows it that works with honeybees. To see them operate is just, if mankind can only do that, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in. And they have total freedom, which we don't have. So, again, just want to clarify and all that. Now, this guy with the National Vanguard, I want to start hearing him talk about the Constitutional Republic. Okay? If we're going to really be Americans here, we have to defend the Constitutional Republic founded by Europeans that happen to be Caucasian white for the majority. But, you know, you got out in the Southwest, when Texas became independent from Mexico, you had a lot of Tejanos there that were used to be Mexicans, but they fought with the Texans, and they are all Americans out there. So, you know, it's a big country, and we've even got a few blacks that have sacrificed and served this country and deserve their roles, too. But the Constitutional Republic is what we're fighting for, and it's Christian culture. That's the message that has to be used, just like instead of Jews, Jews over the years. Now I hear David Duke often, Zionists and European culture. That's how we're going to win. And also Christ killers, which I've always referred to them as for the longest time, and I'm even hearing Brother Nathaniel refer to them as the Christ killers. These are the bullets between the eyes of our enemy, the Zionists, that are trying to establish hell on earth. That's how you shoot them right between the eyes, because they can't come back when they're called Christ killers. There's no way they can argue that, so they won't. They'll just keep throwing out their crap, but that's how we unify around those terms. Constitutional Republic, Christian culture, the enemy's the Antichrist, the Zionist Christ killers, and no way can Christians be homos. That's impossible, because it's anti-Christian. Hello, Farron?
Up here we go. Sorry about that. You know,
okay, good.
Michael, we were I did the story 150 faith leaders in you know, organized religion in Tennessee opposing abortion. I mean, when you get into looking at how the church itself has so embraced humanism, and it goes right along with the decline of morality and the decline in our country. Well, I got music. Thank you so much. Earl in Texas, sorry we didn't get to you. We ran out of time. Until next week, Jeremy in Kentucky will be hosting. Everybody tune in. When they come for your gold, give them a lead. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748.